Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Everything
all
will feel
that
great.
I am.
I sit and pray cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
Things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine and Transforming Your Life. Oh, my goodness. It's been about 7 weeks since I've been on the air. You know, I announced that I was going to take a little hiatus because I just had so much on my plate. I was not able to juggle everything, and I had some health things going on. And here I am back with you tonight, and I'm so excited to be there. And, oh, my goodness, I have everything on Do Not Disturb, and yet the phone is ringing. Sorry about that, guys. So I got a little off balance there for a second. And so how are you all? Oh, my goodness, I didn't realize how much I've missed being here with you. Well, I did realize it, but I just had so much going on that I couldn't focus on the show, and I just needed to have some time out. And so pretty much most of my health things are straightened out. I have a little bit of a thyroid issue going on, which we're working on that. But everything else has sort of worked itself out. So that's a great thing, I'm happy to say. And my life has been so busy. I have had a full plate with school, and more school. if you had heard the show in January and the beginning of February, you know that I also was really consumed with working on a fundraiser for one of my longtime and very dear friend of mine who has a fatal heart issue condition. And so that really took over my life for about 4 weeks. And I am happy to say that I reached my goal in the fundraising, and we were able to get my student some additional medical care that she was seeking. So that was really fabulous. And, oh my gosh, there's so many people on the line already. There's people in the chat room. I want to say, hey, you guys, to the people in the chat room and to everybody that's on the line already on hold, thank you for calling in. I will get to callers, but it's been such a long time since I want to be on, you know, I've been on the air. I do have a bit of a show written, and I have some things I'd like to cover, but I will, be taking your calls a little bit later. All right, so what's going on right now? The show tonight is Reawakening to Who You Really Are. And a big part of the schooling that I'm doing right now is focused just on that. I've done lots of curriculum. I've done lots of schoolwork. I've studied with some of the top teachers in the world, many Hay House authors and radio show radio show hosts, such as Colette Baron-Reed, who I've studied with Colette since 2010. And studied with many of the Hay House people, Brian Weiss, just, you know, to name a couple. And so I have a lot of schooling and a lot of training in the holistic field under my belt and behind me. But this program that I'm working on right now is at the Rees Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine. And this program, in just the short time I have been in it, has absolutely changed my life, and I have learned so much in, let's see, 11 short months. I'm just totally amazed, and I'm so looking forward to the next 2 years in the program as well. There is an open house weekend coming up in Dedham, Massachusetts, the weekend of May 15th, 16th, and 17th, and there are still a few tickets left available for that. And it's normally a $495 event. And Rees is putting the whole weekend out, the tickets out for the whole weekend for free. So if you can get to Massachusetts that weekend, I super highly recommend that you do it. That one weekend last year is the weekend that's changed my life and has started this whole new journey for me. And, you know, the journey is into myself, and it's not really just about learning another program or another modality or, having more tools. And it is about having more tools so I can help all of you. But in gaining those tools, the work is really about yourself. It doesn't have to do with anybody else. It's all about you. And I cannot say enough about the program. It's really, really, truly amazing. But I don't want to talk about the whole show about that, but I'm so excited about it, I had to share it. So that's one of the programs that I'm in. I'm also in my third year, my final year of spiritual phytoessencing, which is studying to be basically a homeopathic practitioner, and I will have my certification at the end of the school year this year in December. I just broke my hourglass, one of my timers. Anyway, I guess I didn't need that one anymore. So that program, it amazes me how the two programs are going hand in hand this year. In program, we're really getting into archetypes and learning about the archetypes and archetypal, our own archetypal self. And I have many archetypes, as we all do. And one of my archetypes is the High Priestess, and one is the Goddess. I have lots of different archetypes. I also have an imp. it just really amazes me how, again, the both programs are going hand in hand, and we're going covering the same topics, not all the same material, of course, because each professor, each teacher has a different view or a different twist on how they teach it. So they really complement each other and really are go hand in hand. So this last year and the next 2 years coming for me are really about awakening who I really am to tonight's topic, because it's brought me to understand and realize that I really didn't know that much about myself. I know a lot of techniques. I know a lot of different modalities. I'm trained in many different areas. But none of those trainings took me into myself to learn about myself. And so that was really that's an important missing piece in all of the works that I've done. And everything that you can do in your life, the more you know about yourself, the fuller a life you can live. One of the things, or a couple of the things that I've really come to learn and are embracing, is that I am a charismatic leader. I was meant to be out here in the public, working with people, large groups of people, and large favorites. And, and I've always known that I've had sort of this life purpose of helping people. And so my two main profiles and characteristics that I've learned is one's called a charismatic leader, and the other is a team player. And it's interesting because what I have really found is I like, first of all, having a team around me, and I work so much better with a team of people, or I work better when I have somebody else to bounce ideas off of, even when I'm writing, when I'm doing anything pretty much. And as it turns out, it's one of the main characteristics of my profile, my core profile that I came in with. And so the more I learn about that, the more I'm understanding about myself, the more I'm reawakening and coming back to remembering what my life purpose is. I mean, as a kid, I would do weird things, like on Halloween, instead of trick-or-treating for candy, I would collect for UNICEF. Now, what, like, 10-year-old does that? Well, I did. So those are the kind of things that you want to look at to figure out what your core is and who you really came here to be. What are some of the things that you did as a kid that can really help you identify what your true purpose is here on this earth at this time in this lifetime? And so one of my purposes is to help people who are underprivileged or who can't help themselves. And, even working on the fundraiser for my student, that was such a huge motivation for me, and it really stretched me and got me out of my comfort zone and made me realize that I am meant to be in front of big groups of people. That's really where I thrive. You know, I'm fine with the one-on-one, and I've done smaller groups for years. Typically, I do between 10 and 15 people in group situations, where, I do readings and we do work together and so forth like that. And, just workshops in general. I always cap it at 15. And what I've discovered is I love having 50 or 100 or hundreds of people in the audience. The energy is fabulous. I just thrive on it. It's just so much fun. And some of the other things that I've been working on also are getting together my teaching program, which I'm getting ready to launch part of it in May. I am going to be hosting some local events here in Rhode Island. So if you are local to the Rhode Island area, if you're in New England, I am going to be once a month having a open forum night where we'll be doing spirit readings and also learn how to meet your spirit guides. So I'm going to be offering that beginning the end of May. And I'm also going to be doing a six-week workshop, and that is going to be an introduction into psychic development. And I'm also going to be teaching Reiki, and the class is going to be Reiki supercharged because I don't just do Reiki. I do so many other things. But this is really, you know, Reiki, it's Reiki supercharged. You don't have to really call it more than that. And, you know, it's really funny at healer school when I work on the upperclassmen and doing healings on them, and they get off the table and they're like, oh my God, you're such an amazing healer. And I just smile and say, I've been doing this for a very long time. And they go, we can tell. And I have been, you know, I've been doing healing work since the late 90s. And it makes a difference. And of course, the more you do healings, the more you give healings, the stronger your energy field gets. And of course, the more powerful the healings are. So what do we have going on astrologically right now? I'm just going to touch base on this a little bit because there's really so much going on, but I don't want to spend too much time on it because we do have a lot of callers on the line. And right now, you know, if you're feeling jaded, don't be too freaked out about it because there's a lot of stuff going on planetarily wise that is going to bring up frustrations, but it's actually a good thing. So as things get more intensified, and you may even have some crises going on in your life where it's health challenges or money or so forth, bless those things coming up because it's the intensity that gives you the push to have to look at the things that you may normally just ignore or gloss over. Things that you might not want to talk about with business partners or with your spouse or family, et cetera. You know, the pressure, the intensity is going to really cause everybody to sort of come out of their shells and talk about this stuff. You know, we're in the age of Aquarius, and the age of Aquarius is all about working together as a group and as a collective. There's no more this individual stuff. So it's really pushing us in a direction now to get out of your shell and what we're accustomed to. And it's everybody for themselves. And, you know, there's not enough to go around and I can't, you know, share my work with so-and-so because they'll steal my client. Nonsense. There are over 7 billion people on the planet. Do you think there's enough to go around? Hello, people. Okay. So anything that you're holding on to right now, whether it be physical things, if you have a lot of clutter, or emotional attachments, now is the time to clear that stuff out. Just clear it out. You know, it's time to prioritize. If you have so much on your plate, like I have had, it's time to really scrutinize and prioritize what is the most important. Because when you prioritize, you are helping yourself determine your values. Breathe that in for a second. When you prioritize, you are helping yourself to determine your values. And if you want to reawaken to who you really are, that's an important key, knowing what your values are. So get busy, people. Start prioritizing. What are your values? What is most important to you? Is it your family? Is it your work? Have you put your priority on making money and leaving all the people around you in the dust behind? You know, really, it's time to really take a look at that. This also may be a time where you're finding you're going to have to get out and talk to people that you don't normally want to talk to. You might need to go to the bank and find out about a loan if you have a business or a great business idea, or your business needs some help or you're ready to expand. This is a great time right now for looking at business expansion. But it's also a time to look at business expansion with partners, whether that's partners in the business or partners as a bank being your partner. So keep that in mind. This is not the time to go it alone. It may also be the time where you need to get a lawyer involved if it's a business. Can also be a time that you need to seriously take a look at your relationship. And it's possible that you may need to look at lawyers to dissolve some of those relationships or business partners if they're not working anymore. If they don't fit into your values, prioritize and make the move to change your life and to get it done. Also a time where you may be finding yourself saying things that you might normally not say, something may just blurt out of your mouth to someone and you go, oh God, I can't believe I just said that. Don't worry. It's actually a really good thing, because sometimes the things that we don't normally say are exactly the things that need to be said. Simple as that. And don't be surprised if people say things to you that you feel they wouldn't normally say. And it may be some things that you don't like. And again, this is all helping us figure out what we really want in our lives, what our values are. Who are the people that are valuable in our lives? Are we keeping people that are putting out our flame, distinguishing our flame? Is that, no, that's not the right word. You know what I mean, putting your fire out. Are you keeping people in your lives who are putting your fire out, who are dimming your flame, throwing water on your fire, making you smaller than who you are really meant to be in this world? Time to think about that. Really take a look at the people in your life and who you're working with together. So don't run out full force and, you know, blurt out everything that you want to say to people that you haven't said in the last 25 years. Delicate negotiations are the key this week. So think about it, prioritize, and then if there's something that you're holding back on that you really feel you need to air out, get it out there in the open. But do it delicately, and you may be very surprised of how the cards all fall into place, and things just start happening in your life. This is really a time to have courage. Be okay with the frustration. You might have to even get angry, but lean into it. Really lean into it. Working together now is the key. So keep those couple of things in mind. Frustration is good, and working together with other people is the key right now. Again, so whether it's the bank or a business partner or your spouse or your lover, your children, whatever. If you don't have a business, that's okay. It is still the time to be working together. Okay, so reawakening yourself. Some things you can do is, first of all, eliminate the words, I can't. Because if you think you can or you can't, you're right. If you think you can't, you can't. And if you think you can, you can. So, for example, say, you know, this image of me or this memory of me going back to collecting for UNICEF as a kid came up, and I thought, well, what can I do to make a difference in the world? Well, if I say I can't make a difference, I'm right. I can't make a difference. But I choose to say I can make a difference. Now, I don't have to go out and change the whole world, but I can start right where I'm at with the people closest to me. And that's really my focus this year. So what is it that you're saying you can't do? Also, how about I don't know? I don't know can be a good thing in some ways, because if you don't know what your purpose is, if you don't know who you really are, that gives you the space to really open up and allow yourself exploration to figure that out and find out who you are. And there's so many fabulous tools out there now that can help you, you know, in that process. You can take workshops, you can read books, you know, you can join groups if you don't know. So those can all be really supportive. The best way to find out who you really are at your core and who you came here to be is go back to when you were a kid. And we all had a secret place when we were a kid. And it was a place where you could go and just be you and didn't have to pretend to be anybody else. It could be that you were by yourself. Maybe you were out in nature. It could have been in your bedroom closet. You know, I mean, I had a couple of secret places, but I was always with other people. And in my secret place, so think about when you were playing as a kid. How did you play? Did you play by yourself or did you play with others? When you played with others, were you in charge? Were they in charge? Did you go along with what they wanted? You know, those are all things to look at to see who you really are at your core. So I was always with other people and I was always in charge. That could give you a clue, right? So these are some little clues and tips that can really help you. Now, I mean, this teaching is so in-depth that I can't cover it in a radio show, obviously. And, you know, if you want to learn more, if you want to work with me directly, you can do that and set up an appointment right through my website, and that is CynthiaFontaine.com. If you have not liked me on Facebook, please do so. I also am on Twitter, Pinterest. I'm most active on Facebook and Twitter. I don't tend to do the Pinterest too much, I have to say, and I haven't sorted the Instagram out yet, honestly, because I just don't have time to do it all. And I am actually in the process of getting a personal assistant, which I'm really happy about that, to take some of the extra things off like that. And I am also beginning to work on my book. Yay! So I don't expect that will be done probably for at least a year, but I am going to be working on that as well at the same time while doing my classes, teaching my classes, you know, being involved in my family's lives, hanging out with you guys, but it's all good because I love to be busy. All right, so we're almost at the halfway mark here, and I'm going to go to the phone lines because we have some people who have been holding for a long time, and I'm going to give you the area code and then the last four digits. And when I pick up your call, tell me what you're grateful for today. All right, so the first three, the area code is 805, and the last four digits are 6979. And let's see if I can get this to work. There it goes. Hi, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Good. Okay, tell me what you're grateful for today.
I'm grateful for the beach. I love walking in the water. You know, I take like hour walks, and I'm very grateful for having the beach where I live.
That's fantastic. I can appreciate that because I'm blessed to have the beach near where I live as well. So
yeah.
Tell me, Donna, how can I help you today?
Well, we're not working, and I'm on an internet site, and I'm not having any luck with meeting any fellows. So I don't know, is there someone coming in for me or a job? Or I'm kind of suspended right now. I don't have anything to do, and yeah.
Okay. What is the number 43 mean anything to you?
43, no.
Okay. Are you past 43 or are you below? Are you not 43 yet?
I was 61 yesterday.
61? Oh, my gosh, you sound so young. My guys are showing me a clear 43. I don't know I don't know what the 43. I don't know what the 43 means yet, but maybe they'll give us some more information on that. And it could be, oftentimes when they bring numbers up like that, it's because there was some major life shift change that happened at a particular age. And I know that, you know, is that something that you can maybe pinpoint at 43? Was there a big life shift for you? Because when they bring these numbers in, generally it's important to your question for some reason. There's usually a connection or correlation to your question.
Yeah, I don't go back that far to really remember everything.
Okay. Well, and it may come to you, you know, at some point. So, you know, just jot that down, 43, and then, you know, it'll, oftentimes it just pops in your head and you go, oh, my God, yes, I got divorced, or I fell and broke my leg, or I, you know, whatever.
Okay.
But usually there's some life change, or you should totally shifted gears and careers, or, you know, it's usually something significant happened when they bring an age like that. I'm seeing a fellow, it looks like his name is Tom around you. Is that somebody that's passed, or is he present in your life now?
We don't know a Tom, but, you know, there might be one coming in.
Okay, because I'm getting a clear Tom, and it's like the name is right in front of me. So, yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, you're going to pick up the phone, or because they're showing me a telephone. So I believe you're going to be talking to this guy. It looks like his name is Tom, and it looks like you're going to be talking to him on the phone. But they're saying I'm thinking this may be related to work, because I'm asking if this is related to a relationship. My guides are saying no, this is related more to work. Okay.
Okay.
So what field are you looking in right now?
Well, I take care of the elderly.
Okay. And I feel like you're very crafty or creative. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm creative. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Because what my guides are showing me is something to do with focusing on creating happiness and sharing that with people in a way, or like, you know, going into nursing homes and doing arts and crafts with elderly people, you know, things like that. Have you ever done that sort of thing before?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Because that's what they're showing me, like, you know, the people around the table and doing these little artsy craft things with them. So something to look at, because that's really the direction that my guides are showing for you to go in, is to get more creative. And, you know, even if you just do more creative things in your life, creativity and fun opens up possibilities. Because I feel like you're a really joyful person, but you're just not having a lot of fun.
No, I'm not. You know, when I travel, I have, but I don't have the money right now to travel, but, yeah.
Right, okay. So, but you can travel locally, you know what I mean, and do things, because, you know, the weather's, I'm not sure what part of the country you're in, but if you're walking on the beach, it's got to be a little bit warmer. You know, there are, this time of year, there are lots of free things that come up in my area. I don't know about yours.
Where are you?
I'm in Rhode Island.
Oh, Rhode Island, lovely. I've been there, lovely.
Oh, nice, yeah. I mean, even if you just be a tourist for a day, I just did that with some friends. I had some school classmates here last week after school. They extended their vacation, their stay, and we went to Boston for the day. And they'd never been to Boston, and I haven't been to Boston in years, just to hang out in Boston. And we had the best time in Faneuil Hall, dancing to the people playing music in the middle of Faneuil Hall. I mean, it literally cost us nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and we spent the day. We had, you know, had a bowl of chowder that was like $6.95, and we just walked around the whole city and had a great time. So play tourist to where you're at and pretend that, you know, it's not in your backyard. And so try to expand and have some fun, because I feel like that's really stifling you right now, because you are a really joyful person and you really like to have fun and you shine when you're having fun. Your face just glows and bubbles and but I'm feeling like it's been a while since you've had that.
So
figure out what you can do that's low cost and and make, you know, make it a sort of like a vacation, even if it's a day trip, and do things that you normally wouldn't do. And if you have a friend or a couple of friends that who would like to engage with you and do that, who also want to go have some fun, do that. You know, one thing I do often is I have Friday night dance parties in my kitchen. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's like, because, I mean, I'm happy to go out to a club, but all my friends are like, oh, it's too noisy, it's too crowded, you stay out too late. So I'm like, okay, look, I love to dance. I can't get any of my friends to go out with me. So I'm like, all right, well, just come over to my house and we'll have a Friday night dance party. And that's what we do.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, and you know, it doesn't cost anything. We all have the radio or internet, whatever. And, you know, everybody either brings a little something to eat or something to drink, and then we just, you know, have fun. So get creative, and once you open that creativity up, then that's going to really help with attracting to you and finding that new best job, okay? And again, I think it is, if you add a creative aspect to what you're doing with elderly, that's going to be a real bonus.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that.
Yeah. Now, were you doing home care?
Uh-huh, yes.
Yeah, okay. Because I feel like that, though, this is going to be that you might want to look into, you know, a facility where it's either like you know how there are a lot of communities, like over 55 housing communities, and they have community centers where they do activities and things like that. So either it'll be like that, or it'll be like in a nursing home, that kind of thing. But it's with a larger number of people, not just like with a solitary person, individual person. It looks like it's with a number of people. And so, you know, expand your search a little bit wider. And also think about how you can get creative and do some creative things with people, with elderly people, because that's really where you're going to – they're really showing me that you're going to be able to, like, sink in, grab a piece of that, and really dig into it and do well.
Oh, good.
Okay. And then as far as the guy goes, has it been 2 years since your last relationship?
Oh, longer than that. I'd say about 8 years.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, here's the question, because when I get numbers again, it's like detective work. You got to figure out where they're going with the numbers. So, was it two relationships, did something shift again for you 2 years ago?
Yes, two relationships I had.
Two relationships. Okay. Because again, they're giving me the number two. And and they're saying bittersweet. Bittersweet. Does that make sense?
The last boyfriend drowned. We had been broken up for a year. You know, we were just friends, and then he drowned. Yeah. So who knows if we would have gotten back together? You know, we had fun together.
Right. Yeah. My guides say no, that you wouldn't have on that, that was the end of his chart, looking at his chart. It's better to just to embrace and enjoy what you did have in the friendship rather than holding on to the what if, okay? So this is what I'm going to recommend that you do. You can, and I do this in my workshop, when you want to manifest something, okay? Anything that you do for 30 days is a commitment, right?
Yes.
So and I'm going to say I want you to do this, but you can choose to do this if you want to or not. Because once we hang up the phone, whatever you choose is where you go, not, you know, and it doesn't affect me. So what I'm going to recommend is that you make a list, have two columns down the paper. Mm-hmm. On one side of the paper on the list, write all the things that you want in the perfect mate. From age, hair color, eye color. You can get as specific as you want. Shoe size, et cetera. On the other side of the list, you're going to put everything you don't want. So say, for example, you don't want a drinker, okay? So you're going to put on your negative side here, or you don't want, you got a drinker, okay?
Yeah.
So when you have your list as complete as you think you have it, I want you to take all the things that are on your negative side and transpose those into a positive statement.
Hmm.
Because the universe does not hear not, okay? So if you say, or don't, so if you say, I don't want a drinker, the universe is going to say, oh, drinker, and they're going to give you a drinker.
Yes.
Okay. So then you say, okay, instead of saying, I don't want a drinker, you're going to say, you know, maybe a social drinker is okay for you, and that's okay. So you're going to say, I want a man who drinks occasionally, okay, or who has no interest in alcohol or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So you're going to say, instead of saying I don't want somebody who drinks, you're going to say I want somebody who is a responsible drinker, okay? Something like that. And once you have all the negatives turned into a positive statement, you're going to, this takes a little bit of work and it is a commitment, but I've seen really great success with this. You are going to rewrite it in red ink. You're going to keep the master copy and keep it, you know, make a special place for it. If you have an altar or, you know, something like that, make a little special place. It can have its own little special box, whatever. And you're going to burn the one that you write in red ink. And then you do that every day for 30 days. So you handwrite it out in red ink. You copy the master copy, handwriting. You can't copy it on the copy machine because then it doesn't have the same energy to it. And then you burn it, and you do it every day for 30 days, and you put the master copy in a special place, and you forget about it. And then you just go on with your life. So then you allow the universe to do its work and bring that person to you. If you choose to worry about it, if you choose to put a timeline on it, well, when's this guy going to show up? I did all this work, and now he's not coming, blah, blah, blah. The universe is going to be like, oh, boy, she doesn't trust us. Okay? And that's the mistake that most of us make. We put it out there. You can say you put it out to the angels, to God, to the universe, whatever you subscribe to. And then we worry about it. Then we put a timeline on it. And then, you know, the universe or the angels or God, whatever, are going, huh, does she think we can't handle it? Okay? Mm-hmm. And you can also do that with work, but I would do one at a time. And if you do work, then you use green ink.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, and again, be really specific. If you want to drive, less than 20 miles, you're going to say, instead of saying I don't want to drive more than 20 miles, you're going to say I want to drive less than 20 miles.
But at first, should I put it as a negative, but then I change it later into a positive, right?
Yeah. Yep. So you do your two columns, get everything that you want on one side, everything that you don't want on the other side, and then change the don't want statements into positive statements.
Okay.
Yeah. And my guys are giving the indication that there's going to be two timelines here. One, it looks like it's going to be 6 to 8 months where things will start rolling. It's going to be slow. It's going to roll slowly. And then in 6 to 8 months, that's when, you know, there'll be a shift. It's like the doorknob turns, okay? And then the other one's going to take a little bit longer. And that one is looking more like, it's looking more like it's going to be after the holidays. So like after Christmas. It
and
could
that
be
one the dog or the mate?
I think that's the mate.
Okay. After December.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and it could be that you meet somebody around that time, but it's not going to really start getting to be a possibility, it looks like, until after the holidays.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, so be patient. Let the universe do its work.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I like the suggestions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so I hope that helps.
No, very much. It's helped me tremendously. Yeah, and you're so incredible. I mean, you're such a doer, and yeah, you're real good. You've motivated me to, you know, do things, be creative like you.
Well, thank you. You know, I mean, that's my sole purpose. That's my life. My life purpose is to inspire other people. And, you know, I worked for the government in between for 26 years, and I really had to figure out how I could inspire people while working for the government. So I was able to do it. And once I embraced that, then I really, for the first 10 years, I was sort of okay with my work. Then for the next 5 or 6 or 7 years, I was miserable. And then I'm like, look, if I need to stay in this job, I was a single mom. You know, I got divorced when my youngest is 3 years old. And I'm like, okay, so I need this job to help raise the kids and for benefits and whatever. So how can I make this job so it works for me? And once I was able to do that, you know, I fell back in love with it. And you know, was basically doing this work while I was working for the government.
Wow.
So it was really great. So it was really a lot of fun. All right, Donna, I'm going to run because there's a lot of other people on the line, and I only have 10 minutes left.
Thank you. I appreciate all your time. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Have a really fabulous weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, and thanks for calling. Okay, this is a new switchboard here, and I'm not exactly sure how to work it yet. So they have upgraded since I was last on the air. All right, so the next caller is area code 216, and the last four digits are 2230. Hi, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you this evening?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Oh,
and who am I speaking
with? My name is Sharon.
Sharon. Hi, Sharon. Welcome to
I
the show.
I spoke to you in the summer, last summer. Okay.
Okay. That was
I remember.
You sound familiar.
Yeah. It was actually, I think, on a Sunday. I remember it because it was like 100 degrees here. I remember that day. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, I was on Sundays for a while, yep.
You were? Because I was sitting out in the sun, and I remember, oh, my goodness, it was so hot that day. But my question to you is, I'm contracting. I am looking for a permanent full-time job, but I have been contracting, which is, I'm grateful for that because it's decent money. But it ends in 2 weeks, and I want to see if you see me getting another job soon. I have a recruiter already working on something else for me right now.
I see another contract.
I have to be interviewed for this next one, and it's like she said, 5 people are interviewing for it. If I get another contract, when do you see that happening?
Is this the 5 people that interview? Is that a contract job, or is that
a contract job.
Yeah. Okay. Because
you get benefits though, so I can't complain. It's just not the field that I want to go in, but I'm going to do it until I find what I'm looking for. You're darn right, I am.
Yeah, good. No, it's a good direction for you, and I do see you signing the contract. So I believe that you're going to get the job. It looks like it'll come down. They'll be deciding between 3 people, then it'll be 2 people. I don't think it's going to be a decision that's going to be like, boom, done. This is who we want, and you know, hire them. Or something will happen where they might bring somebody on initially and it doesn't work out and they're going to go and then you're going to slide in. But what my guys are showing, it looks like that you're somehow going to slide into this. Do you know somebody there or your recruiter knows somebody there? It looks like that there's there's some connection, you know, for you to be able to slide into this position.
It's the recruiter. The recruiter really likes me. It's different.
Okay.
It's real estate. It's not, I'm used to being investments. My bottom line is, when do you see me in another job? How's that? Because this one ends next week. I know it does. They were really nice, though, but it was a project. They have nothing else to give me.
Right. But they will keep your information, and don't be surprised if they call you back for other things in the future.
I know, if they have something.
Yeah, because they really do like you. You work efficiently. You're effective in what you do. And they really appreciated your professionalism. So you're very high on their list of contractors. And it looks like that's how you operate in all the work that you do, you know?
I do.
So, yeah. So,
I just wasn't appreciated in my last job. That's why I lost it. But go on, I know, yeah.
Right. Because you are, you know, you're very effective and efficient and, you know, it's hard when you're not appreciated for the hard work that you're doing. Okay. So, my guys are saying, you know, it is a shift in direction, but the real estate will be okay. You know, it'll be somewhat of a learning curve, but they're saying it's sort of in the similar, and I don't know what the connection
is. You're right.
But
it is because there's a lot of financing involved. Yes.
Okay.
I know.
Okay. Because they're like, it's, you know, it's really sort of similar. So
right.
It'll be like the learning curve is not going to be huge. And I think you're going to do fine in it. Now, as far as timeline.
Yes, I know that's hard, sweetie. I know.
Right.
I hope it's in the looks right now. It's in the works. Okay.
Right. It is in the works, but it looks like that there may be a small break between the two, but it's not, they're not showing me a big gap. They're showing me a small gap. Okay. So it looks like that there will be a small gap between the two. But then, and I'm looking down the road a little bit, but not too far. So, let's see, it's going to end in May.
Yep. May 1st. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Looks like that the new one might not start for, first week, second week, June. It may be as long as like the third or fourth week of June.
Wow. Then it's not going to be that job. They want
someone
right now. It's going to be a different job.
But it's not definite because now remember I said that they may initially put somebody else in.
I know.
That doesn't work out.
Okay.
Okay. So it looks like.
June. Oh, dear God. So go on.
So it looks like I said, it looks like there is going to be a break between the two, but don't worry, don't stress too much out about it because there's something else coming, or then you're going to slide into that job because whoever it is they bring in, for whatever reason, isn't going to work out. So, but there's something else right there, and
okay.
I feel like it may not be revealed yet.
Okay.
Okay, because it's just outside my peripheral vision.
Okay.
So it may be there's something not revealed yet, but again, my guides have shown me that it's something that you're going to slide into. So again, either that per whoever doesn't work out, and then you're going to slide into that position, or the one that's not revealed yet is going to come along, and you're going to get that. But definitely, you know, by the end of June, you're going to have something. You're going to be in something, and it feels like it's solid and it's secure.
Okay.
So
all right,
so,
you were accurate in the summer too.
Okay.
I'm going to be okay financially, aren't I? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you're going to be okay. You might have to eat a lot of salad.
Okay, I know.
No, but you'll be okay.
Okay.
I feel like you have a nest egg hidden that you don't like to touch. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't want to touch it. I will work two jobs before I have to.
Yeah,
yes,
and that's okay.
You're right.
That's okay, but I feel like that you've got like a hidden treasure, you know, that if you really had to, you could tap into it. But you're going to be okay. So, you know, rather than worry about not being okay, know that you are okay. Okay.
I know.
And that the universe is abundant.
You're so right.
And that you've got that hidden treasure. Not that you're going to use it, but you know you've got it. A lot of people don't have that. Okay.
I know.
So you're on, you're on a great path. Keep on going. And the shift into the new job is going to be small learning curve, not too much new to learn, and you're going to do great at it.
And I'm grateful that all my bills are paid and that I'm healthy. And
see,
then I know
go.
I'm going to get another job. How's that?
Yeah.
Okay?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Thank
great.
You so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you so much for calling in, and it was great talking with you again.
Have a good night, okay?
Yeah,
bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I love this work. It's so much fun. And, you know, it's so great when people call in who I've spoken with before and say, oh, my gosh, you were so right when I talked to you last year. That's the coolest thing. So thank you for that, Sharon. And we are almost out of time already. I can't believe it. We have 4 minutes left. I am going to take another caller. So, caller, get right to the point, and I'll cover as much ground as I can. This is area code 678, and last four digits, 9459. Hi, caller. You're on the air. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Cynthia. This is Regina.
Hi, Regina. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to ask a couple quick questions. One is about my career. Actually, I had like two interviews with two different companies, but it's in the government field. One is in the health department of public health, and the other one is like a it has different branches, but it's still government. It's
okay.
Strange.
Is there,
Is
there anything to do with the military, or will you be on a military base or near a military base?
No.
Okay. Because I'm seeing something to do with the military. Is there somebody around you that has a military connection?
I have not professionally, but maybe in my neighborhood. But
okay. Because they're showing me like military base, and it could be just, you know, that it's government connected. So okay, go ahead.
Okay. And the job that the first one, the public health, I was contracting, like the last lady that was on contracting, temporary, but it was a full-time. But I applied for the permanent position so I can get on there full-time. And I had two interviews, and I did not get selected, and even though I've been at that position over a year. But the other one I had, it was dealing with elderly people, like aging population. And it's more social work. But I haven't heard back from them. So do you see anything coming up for me in my career or any more interviews?
Yeah, I feel like that with the other job, they slid somebody in who had, you know, some connection to somebody that was already there. And they weren't available when you originally took the job, and then they became available, and that's why they went around putting you into the position. So it's almost like that they held the position with you, and then once their person was available, you know, that they put them in that position. But that's okay, because it really wasn't the job for you. You know, it was good for when it was good for when you had it, but now it's time for you to move on and do something new, okay?
Okay.
You know, you really thrive when you're working with people. And you're such a, you have such a kind heart and such a loving spirit that I really like you, I really like to see you working with people rather than like crunching numbers, okay? And and I really feel like the elderly direction is really a good direction for you to go in. But again, I don't feel like I want to see you behind a desk crunching numbers. Does that seem like it fits for you?
Yes, but the elderly is more like going out into their homes and checking on them for the first 30 days. And then I work from home. And like, if I have to do work, you know, have a computer, but I'm mostly out in the field.
Right. Okay, hold on for 1 second, because we only have 20 seconds left. I want to close the show, but if you stay on the line, we can still keep talking, okay? All right, you guys, so this is Cynthia Fontaine, Transforming Your Life. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for being patient in my absence, and look for my exciting announcements of coming classes, and check out my website, cynthiafontaine.com. I love you all, and I'll see you soon. Okay, it's off the air. Okay, we're off the air.
Okay.
No, it'll still record, but we're off the air.
Okay.
So now, that's okay. I like that for you because it's a little bit of a balance. It brings a little bit of a balance, okay? I like for you to be outside a little bit. I feel like that sometimes you can shut the door and you can stay in the house a lot more than I'd like to see you. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, that makes sense because yesterday I was out more than usual, and it's probably because
okay.
it's getting to be warmer and stuff, so
right.
I'll be out more.
Right, mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, because you're really somebody that really needs to be out in nature a little bit, even if it's only for like 5 minutes a day. Okay, I feel like you really connect in nature, and you really feel at home in your soul when you're out in nature. Okay, and and again, I feel like that you're very empathetic. Do you like feel other people's pain or you know, when people are going through things, you really feel in your heart for them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, not everybody's like that, okay? But I can really feel that about you. And that's what makes you so wonderful with working in the field because, you know, you care about these people and you care about helping them be successful in their first 30 days back in their homes and so forth and working with the families. And that's really rewarding for you. You just have to be careful that you don't get burnt out by it.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right. And because we can become attached, you know, especially because I'm going to call you a healer because you really are a healer. Okay. And have you ever thought about, I feel like you have a Christian background.
Yes. I mean, yeah, you might as well say.
Okay.
I mean,
I was
not saying I was raised in church, but I did go to church. Yes.
Right. Okay, because my guides are saying that you have a Christian background. You know, and they're not saying Catholic, but they're saying Christian background. And and so did they do healings in your church? Did you hear about them doing healings when you were a kid or anything like that? Because my guides are talking. Okay. Because my guides are talking about healings, and it may be that there's a church near you that does that or so forth. But that's something I'd like you to explore if you're open to that, you know, whether it's looking into Reiki. Reiki is a really great place to start because it's really good for you to build up your own energy field. And when you do energy work and when you receive energy work, that helps do that for you because we tend to get empathetic overload when we're so loving and we put our heart out for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important that you take care of yourself. And one way to do that is by doing energy work and by getting energy work.
Okay.
So take a look at that. And you are a natural healer. Okay. And that's down the road could be something that you may want to add in to what you do because there are I do a lot of hospice work where I'll go in and I help people as they're transitioning from the physical body back to spirit and I go in as a healer and work with the families and also you know, work with the people because I can hear their thoughts, even though a lot of people at that point, are unable to speak. Maybe they've been in a coma. I can go in and I can communicate with them and communicate things to the family for them. And, you know, not saying that you have to do that, but it'll help you as an empath to build up your core and your strength. So check out what's available in your area. There's all kinds of holistic things. And what city and state are you calling from?
Atlanta. I'm in Atlanta,
Atlanta
area.
Georgia. Okay, Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in a big area. I'm sure there's all kinds of things going on in Atlanta. I know even
yes.
Hay House Radio even does an I Can Do It in Atlanta.
Okay.
Have you Have you ever listened to Hay House Radio?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, check out Hay House Radio. Start exploring things that don't cost any money. Go to the bookstores. A lot of bookstores, holistic bookstores, will offer, you know, little workshops and things like that. And, you know, check it out and see what feels right for you. But I really, you've really got that healer glow, you know, around you. And, and, you know, even if you don't go into it as a field, it's going to really help you personally.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And, yeah. Now, do you have two kids?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Because they want to talk about the two kids. They want to talk about the two kids, and are they? Sorry, my dinner date is coming in. okay, so they want to talk about the two kids, and is it a boy and a girl?
Yes.
Or two boys? Okay, boy. And,
no, you had it right.
Okay, so but is the girl? Is she like? I feel like she's really sassy.
She can be at times.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. And it feels like, does she go back and forth between dressing up and then being a tomboy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Yes.
Good.
Uh-huh.
So she, and I think she's going to be your troublemaker.
Ooh, I would thought the boy would be my troublemaker. Oh.
Well, you know, when she gets a little
no,
bit older.
I mean, yeah,
but
she's the oldest.
Older. Okay, what she get? Is she not 14 yet? Is she?
No.
Okay, I think when she's around 14,
no.
She's gonna give you a run for your money.
No.
Well, you know they say we get
that.
It. They say we get it when they're little, or we get it when they're a teenager. So pray for it when they're little.
Oh man,
that's what I would say. Pray for it when they're little.
Yes. I mean, I get it from my boy. He's a lot. You know, young. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I hope when you grow up, you will not be like this.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So.
Go, if you you want to write this down,
okay.
Go on YouTube
and
look up the Reese Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine, and look for the profiles.
Mm-hmm.
Start watching the videos on the profiles, and that's going to help you start to understand your children more and give you some tools that will help you navigate them growing up.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, they are a different breed.
Yeah. Well, now, remember, our kids are our own profile, or our spouse's profile, or a combination of the two, okay? Or you know,
okay.
they're a combination
right.
of both the parents' profiles. So if you can really start studying the profiles, because that's going to help you with the kids, but it's also going to help you in your own life as well too. Because if you start understanding yourself better, that's going to help you understand the people around you. And that'll help you deal with the kids. It'll help you deal with the kids on a different level.
Okay.
All right.
I would definitely check that out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Out. And yeah, you're welcome. And the first, it's funny because for years I got his videos and I could never watch them because I said, "Who is this guy? He can't even get through a complete sentence without going off track and talking about somebody else, and he's so distracted." And then, I actually did an event that his former wife held in Boston last year, and she talked about these chakra vows, and I'm going, "Oh my God. That's the missing piece to all the things I've studied. I have to find out more about these chakra vows." And come to find out, it was Reese's work. So once I, you know, knew I had to find out about this, then I'm like, okay, yeah, he's scattered, but this guy knows what he's talking about. it's really amazing stuff. And I don't know if he's got one book out called The Missing Piece. I don't know where you can buy this, but check on his website. It's thereesemethod.com. You might be able to buy it there or maybe Amazon. This is one of our class books, so I don't know if you can buy it separately, but he has a new book coming out in August that is going to be really in-depth. So if you can't buy this book, don't worry, because this information is all in the videos on YouTube.
Cool. Thank you. Well,
you're welcome.
And like you said with the interview, the one with the elderly feels better for me. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep my finger crossed. They'll call.
it feels better. And they're showing that there's two possibilities that will, you know, if the other one hasn't materialized yet. So don't fret too much about it, you know, if you don't hear from them right away. Okay. Because there's something, there's another one right behind it that could come forward. So don't worry about the contract job, because that was sort of, I feel like it was pre-planned that way.
Okay. No problem.
And that feels like that was more, that feels like it was more tedious work.
Yeah, it was boring and mundane.
Yeah.
It wasn't me. It was something totally different.
No, you need to get out and be with people, honey.
Okay.
So the office part-time is good, but you need to be out with people. And one more thing, too. When you really are empathetic, it's really a good idea to take salt baths.
Okay. Yep. And I was thinking about it this weekend. I was going to give me a nice bubble bath. And I saw the thing, salt bath.
Bubbles nice because, you know, it's bubbles and it's fun, it's soothing, but you don't want to take bubble baths all the time. Salt bath. I take a bath in Himalayan sea salt, pink salt, every day.
Okay.
Yeah. So
cool.
I'm
going to have to look that up.
And you can actually buy, I have a line of all natural bath and body products that I created for people who have a lot of empathy and who are intuitive. Which I always forget to talk about on the show because I've run out of time. but that is Alchemy of the Earth. But if you go on my website, CynthiaFontaine.com, you'll find the link to the other. You'll find the link to the other website there. So you can order bath salt there, or, you know, I'm sure if it's more convenient, there are shops around Atlanta where you can get it too.
Exactly. I'll definitely look for that then.
Yeah, just make sure you get one that's not treated, that is untreated. So, because a lot of the salt is treated with radiation. So make sure it's not treated with radiation and that it's not bleached.
Gotcha. Okay. I'll definitely keep that in mind. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You have a good night.
Thanks so much. You too, Regina.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. So a little bit of an extension there. I hope you all love it when you hear the replay. And thank you all so much for tuning in. Thank you for being patient in my absence. And get ready for me to launch my new project coming out. And if you are local to the Rhode Island or the New England area, be on the watch for my new workshops coming and also my spirit circles, something that you're going to want to take part of. All right, you guys, I love you all. Be well, take care, and namaste.